time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist. Joey B. has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Well, as I was heading to the back of the organic garden, I was watching the honeybees for a while, and not just because my name is Joey B. Many would go from the birdbath to the hive and back and forth. And you see, bees need water to make honey. Bees dole out jobs, and they are relentless in carrying out their orders. There is this great order inside of honeybee hives. But it got me thinking, how many people know about all the other pollinators out there? So let's start with a good definition for pollinator. Listen to this and watch the key word. Anything that helps carry pollen from the male part of the flower, the stamen, to the female part of the flower, the stigma. That key word was anything, because everyone's thinking about live stuff. Well, guess what? How about wind? Wind will, if you're looking in a cornfield and you see the corn stalks swaying and the tops called the tassels, and they are blowing from, so, and they are actually distanced at 3 feet apart, so they will, the tassels will touch each other and pollination occurs that way. How about raindrops? Rain can splash pollen from the male part of the flower to the female part. This is how plants become fertile to produce fruits, seeds, and new plants. The interesting fact that there are different types of plants, and people go, well, of course I know there's different types of plants. I see that. No. When we talk about that, we're talking about the different parts of plants in regard to flowers. There is monoecious and dioecious. You see, science always has to give things cool words. So a monoecious plant is one that has both male and female flowers on that plant. Dioecious means two houses. The male flowers are on one plant and the female flowers are on another. So there's really a need to have pollinators going from plant to plant and flower to flower. I will discuss many interesting creatures that will pollinate, but first the bees. You see, you're used to just seeing maybe a bumblebee or a honeybee. Well, there are so many native bees to North America. The most important one of the natives are the mason bee, and you can actually go online and they will show you how to build, and it's really interesting, how to build a mason bee colony. Really, really neat. It's almost like, I'd rather call it this way, a mason bee condominium. And as you do a little research and check it out, if you're interested in raising some bees on your property, they would be one. Well, there are so many little tiny bees out there out in the Northeast right now. And believe it or not, some of them are another species of animal, and they aren't bees and just look like, miniature bees. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Oh, on my list of pollinators, you will probably say no way to a few of them, but nature makes the rules, not me. So let's start at the first one. You're going to go, no way. Flies. And you thought they were only around to bother you when you're having a picnic. Wasps. And some of you are going, well, that's the same answer. Wasps are only supposed to be around when I'm trying to have a picnic. All the yellow jackets, etc., are coming near me. Well, guess what? Some of those tiny little guys that you thought were bees, some of them are actually wasps. How about beetles? No, not John, Paul, Ringo, George. But there are many types of beetles because there are more species of beetles on Earth than any other type of insects. Moths. And you thought they just ate holes in clothes. Well, they really don't do that, but we have that common misconception. But moths are out there specifically in the evening, There are a few daytime moths, but I'll get it out specifically in the evening doing some pollination going on. Butterflies. Yeah, that's a common one. Monarchs and swallowtails, which are my favorite, are so prevalent right now. Crawling insects, specifically ants. Again, they're not just to pester you on your picnic, but they do some pollination there. Birds. In the U.S., one of my favorites is the hummingbird, of course. We all know that. It's one of the earliest migratory birds. So in the middle of August, you want to make sure your feeders are at. How about bats? The Mexican long-tongued bat. Enough said. Good pollinator. Now watch this one. Mosquitoes. And people say, well, mosquitoes just bite me. Well, the females actually do the biting because they are not. People say, oh, they're taking your blood. No. They want the nutrients in your blood so they can go lay eggs. But before a female lays eggs, she will actually go to plants for nectar. And just so you know that all the males, mosquitoes, the big large ones, and people are going, oh my goodness, look at this thing. It's going to suck all the blood out of my body. Well, those ones don't even bite you. They just strictly go to flowers. Slugs. And you thought they just ate the leaves off your garden plants and were these ugly looking creatures. But yes, every creature on earth has a purpose. Lizards. I told you there was a few unique creatures. But here you go. The most unique is the black and white ruffed lemur. The pollen sticks to his fur as he goes from plant to plant. But now back to the honeybees in the organic garden. And by the way, if you wanted to listen to another podcast show, which is a fun one, well, it's a little bit scary for me, is Don't Look Now from my Don't Look Now series about bees up my shirt. I was just doing a Zoom presentation for our library, talking about some of my research in the outdoors, and that came up, so you might want to listen to that one. But not just yet, because this one's not over. So we're back in the organic garden, the honeybees. Well, think about this. For 4 days in a row, it was 90 degrees plus, super warm. While it's also warm inside that hive, they have no AC in there, but not so fast. You see, outside the entrance of the hive, there were thousands of bees. It's called bearding because it looks like a big beard. And they are flapping their honeybee wings, creating a breeze, cooling the hive. How cool, get the pun on that, is that? So, remember, viewing nature is free. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures.
You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.